100 word stories.
Oh, God, not this again. Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual garbage from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, rain? Since when? Oh, anyway. The topic this week was run. We got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. The first one is by Thomas, and I think he's on his fifth coffee already. Let's give him a listen. Thomas, what's your story?
Run. The run led around the gnarly toe gap, through shin promontory, up ankle tattoo, behind white bulging calf, across knotty knee, and onto the smooth thigh and the hidden valley. Hidden valley was closed now, so time passed as the run ceased moving and waited for repairs. Eventually, there was a change, and all runs were at a standstill. The evening came, and another run began at the south side of Hidden Valley this time. The run zigged and zagged through forbidden territory and eventually came to a halt near the giant fingers between the valley and Bruised Knee. It was his second dry run. This time the solid propellant hadn't combusted properly, and the burns on his backside hadn't yet healed. He had not computed the mass flux and pressure of the combustion gases generated as a function of the surface area and burn rate. So Todd sautéed most of the skin on his behind, caused a fire, burning most of the trees and outbuildings on his Uncle Kenny's farm. He'd try again and had 2 more weeks at science camp before he had to get back home to Austin on the first day of middle school.
Thank you, Thomas. I just got the coffee started this morning, and sure enough, it's like, oh, great, where's Nardo throwing up now? Thank goodness we put a towel on the end of the bed. He got right on there. Good aim. So I let him know, good cat. And then I put a little tummy easer into a pill pocket and gave it to him. He's like, ooh, crack. So who knows how long that buddy's got. He's going to get some water right now. Good boy. So, yeah. Oh, well, that's my weekend. How's yours? Let's go ahead and ask Tom and see what his weekend is like. I don't know. Maybe it'll be rainbows and unicorns and... Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold sore. Never mind. Here we go with Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called One More Picture. I run. The dust is gaining. It's dark. Which way to the river? I stop hearing the screaming. If I stop, I will. I go down hard. Was it a pole or the back of a car? I can't tell. How could it get darker? I get up. I try to run. Moving is hard. Breathing is harder. Around my neck, my camera holds the Pulitzer Prize image. My sister will accept the prize for me. It is black, and I am running. An NYFD officer found me on the second day. He can't save me, but he can save my camera.
Thank you, Tom, for that lovely 911 sentiment. Sure, it's 9:18 today, but every day is 9/11 for all New Yorkers. Eh, fuck you, Rudy Giuliani. You're off profiting off this bullshit, you jackass. You shouldn't run for president, you should run for your fucking life. You know what, Rudy Giuliani, if you think he's your hero, get the fuck off this podcast. You want to know why? Look, The only reason why he was mayor of New York during that time, look, he was running from his, what, third ex-wife or mistress. He was, he had prostate cancer. You know all the world leaders who have had prostate cancer and run, and I know, it's a nasty, icky disease. But you know what? He pushed out of that Senate race, and Hillary got in. And now we're talking like this law school reject is like, oh, well, instead of this idiot that we have as president, we could have had this other idiot. I'm really, really disappointed for our country. If these... Ugh, gross. All right, so now that I've pissed everyone off, let's go with our next story. Yeah, I'm having a morning. Next up is Muncie. Although you probably stopped by now. You probably, what the hell is he on? I'm just in a bad mood. Oh well, here's Muncie with his story.
Another week, another story prompt. Though I wrote this week's story shortly after the prompt was given, so it's technically been less than a week between writings. However, it's been approximately a week between the release of story prompt-based podcast madness, so I think the expression stands. Wow, I gotta stop writing intros while sleep-deprived. Anywho, on with the tale. Run, by Chris Monroe. You killed her, and didn't know what to do, so you ran. And you kept running. You fled town, changed your name, and moved halfway across the country, but even then your past was right behind you. You couldn't stop looking over your shoulder, couldn't stop running. It consumed you, became your whole life, your whole self. Running. Eventually, you even ran the Boston Marathon. Did yourself proud, you came in fifth overall. When the TV coverage went out, somebody from your old life recognized you. You were arrested 3 days later. Never lose track of what you're running from. For more of my word make, check munzeestories.blogspot.com. For my brain think, follow me on Twitter as MunzeeMunzee. See you next week.
Yay! Muncie did the promo thing. Everyone should do the promo thing. Say, hey, this is my site. Hey, go to it. Hey, are you still listening because of that long-winded rant? Whatever. Fuck Rudy Giuliani. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Muncie. You know what's really bothering me? Okay, so it's 10 years on, right? And yeah, it still sucks. But, you know, all these wusses that are running around Wall Street right now, the Wall Street Wussathon, the Wall Street Weekend Wussathon. You know, when all the brokerage houses and banks are closed, they're running around protesting as if anyone would notice. You know, that would be like, some of these jerks, you know, these gonifs are going around like, hey, this is just like Arab Spring. Okay, look, the dictators of the Arab world don't sleep. They don't take a day off. Their thugs kill the shit out of people every day. And, you know, that happens whether it's weekend or weekday, and they're protesting right outside their places, you know, their evil dictator palaces, like, there, when they're there. Not like, you know, oh, I'm Hosni Mubarak, I'm going to go on vacation. You can go protest there all you want, you know. No, they're 24/7 evil. And this whole comparison with Arab Spring is just like, it shows how pathetic a country we've become. If you want to protest Wall Street, do it while, say, I don't know, Wall Street's open, the markets are open, storm the trading floor, perhaps? I don't know. I just, what a bunch of fucking wusses. But the worst part of it is, there are cops trying to provoke a riot. They're using riot codes and all that. You know what? Your first responders, you're the heroes, the first to run in, and you're provoking people into riots. No, really, you're pathetic shit. The best of you died on 9/11. Is this the best we can come up with 10 years later? I don't know. I'm just in a real cynical mood this morning. I know. I haven't had my coffee yet. I started up the coffee, but I haven't actually gotten up off my ass, poured it into a cup, added a little Bailey's, because I like it that way, and this time I have milk, but I'm going to put in Bailey's anyway, fuck you, and I'm just going to enjoy. So while Zachman's story is playing, I'm just going to use this opportunity to get some coffee. Are there still people listening? I've really screwed the pooch, haven't I? 282 episodes, and I finally said the thing that sets you all off. Oh, well. Whatever.
I can do the weekly challenge alone. And now, the weekly challenge, me. Where did everybody go? Oh, well, it's not like Annie's going to vote anyway.
You know, that kind of thing.
I think I'll leave a comment on my own site. Twice as many as before.
So, here's Zach, man.
Did we run the tests on the new product? The boss asked. Our new scientist promised no animal testing, answered Chuck. Is that why I am no longer hearing the protesters? Said the boss. I am a little worried that he is not a humanist and doesn't consider the protesters animal, but also not a humanitarian. Boss said, you sound crazy. Doctor, did you do the clinical test for the new medication? Yes. It was wonderful seeing the allergic reactions on those peasants. I mean, protesters. Boss, I told you not to hire someone calling himself Dr. Despicable.
Thank you, Zach, man. Although Dr. Despicable's not on my HMO list, so I don't want to go out of network. I'm not sure. No, it really sucks. I was at, like, 193 at some point this past week. 195 now. Popcorn. Fucking popcorn. What the fuck? It's supposed to be light and healthy, and that's the popcorn people talking. You know, I'm sure there's, like, a lard lobby, and they go like, no, lard is good for you. It's great. Here, we're drinking it right now. No, really, it's real lard. What? No, it smells like a fruit smoothie? Well, that's just your unrefined taste. This is the finest lard. Everybody's lying. Everybody's full of shit. Oh, sorry. Am I losing it this week? Is this the week that I finally fucking lose it? Probably. So, with that in mind, I should probably warn you that the explicit tag is on every episode of this podcast since the first days. So, let's bring in a teenager. Stephen may be busy with academic perfoots, as they say in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. His kid, Stephen the nuclear man, Chris the nuclear kid. And here's his story, and he's going to be like, Dad, why is that strange man saying such horrible things? Son, just raise the flag and don't look into his eyes.
Red light, Tom shouted. I, along with five others, stop. A kid named Joe stumbles. Joe, you're out, shouted Tom. Aw, shucks, Joe said. He walked over to the side where the others who lost stood. Green light, Tom shouted. I ran. Yellow light, red light, Tom shouted. I stopped. Purple light, Tom shouted. John and Pete ran. John, Pete, you're out, Tom shouted. It was just me and Jacob. Green light, Tom shouted. We ran, Jacob taking the lead, but not for long. In a sudden burst of speed, I ran past him, Tom, and the finish.
Thank you, Chris. Midget racing. I'd pay to see that. I'd certainly pay to see that more than I would the Astros. Although, okay, so they lost 100, right? And I went I paid to see the game on Wednesday when it was at 1 p.m. All right, so what was I doing there? I was watching, not the Astros, but I was watching a great pitcher, Roy Halladay, and Bud was trying to, Bud the Dud. Bud was actually doing okay. He and the bullpen actually did okay that day. They kept the Phillies to one, and that's all they needed, because Halliday was just on fire. And just there was a double and then a double, and game was over in the first inning. It was a pitcher's duel after that. But Hunter, I was watching Hunter play, and other than, you know, he didn't really need to do all that much. So, but really I was there for the chili cheese dog. But that's where everything went wrong weight-wise. You're just like, wee, 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 and it's like, oh, that threw me off. And then the fucking popcorn yesterday. What the, that just, I have apples. I could be eating apples. I need to be eating apples. I have these apples. They're great apples. I love apples. What am I doing? What the fucking hell? I was at 200, I said, I'm going to get back down. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, what stinks. Ah, oh, Nardo. Ah, poor cat. Here he comes. He's like, ooh, what did I do? I don't know. I can't smell a damn thing. I'm old. Hey, buddy. Maybe one of the baby panthers will kick some sand over it. Or maybe while I play this next story, I'll go and get another scoop and bury that for you. Good. We cats, we aren't their owners. We're their servants. Now that I'm done blithering, TJ has got a story for you. So let's go ahead and share that one with you. What a great lead-in, huh? Wow. God, what have I done with my life?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is the latest installment in the ongoing series...
Adventures in Online Dating.
This week, Emily. Okay, so I've taken all these surveys asking me for favorite movies, favorite vacations, favorite shades of green. When is this annoying Facebook survey going to turn into actual dating? Emily is interested in you. Oh, she is she? Emily is a 34-year-old bartender who loves to laugh and reads Proust. Well, now I'm laughing. Emily is also into extreme sports and has been catatonic since a traumatic bungee incident in 2007. She enjoys watching Weekend at Bernie's, Test Patterns, and anything that's put in front of her. So that would be a run like the wind.
Thank you, TJ, and I apologize for not making fun of North Dakota as I usually do before your story. I'm just so wrapped up in my own stupidity here. Just what a day. I actually, we have two spare boxes of litter, so I put one in the container, and I just, you know, spray it. And it was brewing. I probably need to go do the litter boxes after all this is done. I should probably do some sit-ups, too. I didn't do any yesterday. I was real good for an entire week, and it was like, oh, flop. The problem is, with the weekends, I do all my walking in a 2-hour hike. And then the rest of the day I spend laying on my ass. Instead of during the week, you know, I do the walk downtown, I get to work, and then I walk around at lunch, and then I walk home. It breaks it up. As opposed to just all in one fell swoop and then sit on your ass all day. You know what? I'm going to do sit-ups. I'm going to do sit-ups after this, too. So it's do the litter boxes, sit-ups, and whatever. I just... Disappointing. How about I just take laxatives for the next 6 weeks? Shit my way fit. This sucks. Oh well. I had such good momentum going, too. You know, I had such good momentum. And then my sister comes, you know, stresses me out and comes into town. Yeah, I know, I should not blame her. It was great to have her here. It was good for her. But at what cost? Anyway, now that I've got you all in a good mood, here's Leah Donna. She's actually returned. Why do I keep doing this? What good is this doing? What's the point? You know, Newsweek. I should just throw these Newsweek magazines out. I'm stupid.
Oh boy, bring more stupidity into our lives.
Cold sore now on my lip. Now, there was a commercial for cold sore medicine, and there was an entire, like, aisle with this one product, and I'm thinking, wow, that place must have a hell of a lot of cold sores. What the hell's wrong with those people? And then I get one. Oh, shit. Anyway, here's Leah Donna. Hey, what a great podcast. Let's get a Pulitzer.
Iona by Lisa Ann Samuels Moore. Heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. The mantra burned itself into her head. Heel toe, heel toe. Over and over as she pushed herself further than she had ever pushed before. This time, however, she wasn't racing herself for a friend. No, this time she was racing Gaia. Mother was mad, and she was letting everyone know. Heel toe, heel toe. Just focus on the mantra and not where the path leads. And maybe, just maybe, I can make Athena's temple. Sanctuary. Iona kept running, passing mossy rocks and trees. Then a flash. Lightning moves faster than a runner, it seems.
Ha ha ha! Struck down by the gods. I love it. Ah, yeah. Drinking coffee out of my anti-Deuterian Rottweiler mug. Yep. Good times. Thank you, Leah Donna. I was just thinking. It's almost been 10 years since I started the original blog, and it's like, whatever, man. What's the point? There are these, like, super blogs out there, and folks are really just, you know, fucking around. Oh, well. Welcome to the future, man. What's the next big thing, huh? Where's the next big thing that the early adopters can pretend that they're big, and then the big people, don't mind us, we're the big people, and they come in and they be big. There are people who are big, or they're, well, you know, I was just a grassrootser and became big, and it's like you became big by getting other people to think that you're big and could make them big, but it's all pipe dreams. It's all snake oil, man. That's the point of life, really. Enjoy your walks. That's why I would be completely despondent and depressed over the fact that I'm floundering around 195 when I enjoy the walks. You know, when I go out for my next walk, I'm going to be listening to TT Book. That's going to be an hour enjoyment. Wisconsin Public Radio, good stuff, a podcast. And they're the big guys. And I think thestory.org, I've got one saved up from them. I'm not going to listen to Science Friday. I'm getting sick and tired of Ivor Flatow. It's like, okay, here's some science. Politics. What? Well, it's the politics of science. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear science. I don't want to hear, well, you know, funding's being cut for this and that, and this is why they're evil, and then they have this one woman, they said it was the science of 9/11 was really, and this is how they were evil about this and that. I'm like, how about some science? You know, Science Friday? And then I realized I'm not listening to it Friday, I'm listening to it Saturday or Sunday or Thursday. Whatever. Can't we all just not get along? Oh, well. Here we go with... if you're still listening at this point, leave a comment and say, nope, I'm not paying attention to any of your shit. I just fast forward. What a waste of time. Oh, great. That's a great intro to Norval Joe's stuff. He's going to be all like, well, screw this. I'm going to do my Flying Island Press stuff. I'm going back to my Flying Island. Great. Talk like a pirate day. More like talk like a blithering jackass day. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. This is what the gods destroy by giving them what they want. Really. With a microphone and a Audacity running. That's pretty much my way of self-destruction. All right, Normal Joe, join the Clown Fest.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 282 with a prompt of run. Well, this weekend for sure, the autism acceptance issue is coming out. We've just finished it up, and it should be on the website Sunday, Monday, something like that. Go to flyingislandpress.com/autism. It should be there somewhere. Oh, Tom, if you can hear me, get a hold of me. I need to talk to you. Send me a direct message or something. Thank you. On with my story. The Escalade drove through the suburban neighborhoods and into the countryside. Esmeralda Filch stared at Flypaper Boy as if she expected him to speak. When he didn't, she slid over close to him. As she did, her skirt hiked up, exposing much of her thighs. Flypaper Boy stared, wide-eyed. "Do you find me attractive?" she asked in a husky voice.
"You're as old as my mother," he replied.
"Do you love your mother?" she asked and winked.
"Yeah, but not like that," he exclaimed.
He knew he should run, but was afraid to jump from the moving SUV. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Dude, Tom's probably not listening by now. He's probably like, "What the? I can't listen to... What is he ranting about?" I mean, thank you for the sentiment, Normal Joe, but really, I just... And hopefully the autism episode, you know, issue, collection, goes well. I mean, that's great. As opposed to here, where it's just like, day in, day out, another damn story. What have you written up to now, May of 2017? Yeah, I'm obsessed. Right, where did Flypaper Boy go? Oh, great, now he's probably on a mission. I'm going to do something special. I should give this podcast to Flypaper Boy to do for the rest of the, you know, the year. Here you go, Flypaper Boy, here you... Oh, great, I'm going to enjoy doing this. Almost 30 minutes of podcast here. Wasted 30 minutes of your life, man. And thanks to editing, it takes even longer for me. All right, let's go with... every podcast needs to have an existential crisis now and then. Rambling, crazy grandpa rant, you know? Okay, Daniel. Whoa, Daniel saw my post about, you know, hey, yo, here's the next topic. He's like, whoa, man, I need to get on this train. You know, as if this wasn't enough of a train wreck, there are people still trying to board. All right, Daniel, let's hear your story. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Right. It licked its lips. I didn't hesitate. Not that I stood a chance. Why did I think I was ready to summon a demon? Behind me, I could feel the rupture in reality as it pierced my feeble containment circle. Running through the outer doorway... I felt a surge of hope. My destination wasn't within view. I should have known better. Mere seconds from the church door, I slammed into an invisible wall. Dazed, I looked around to see the fires of hell on all sides. The demon stood before me. This is how you create a summoning circle, child.
Thank you, Daniel. And thank you, Midget, for phoning it in. Yeah, I'm just... Can we just put this episode behind us and I'll come up with a sunny, happy, ducky, wonderful unicorn shitting out rainbows episode next week? Can we agree on that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever. You're not listening by now. Tom will never hear from Norval Joe and Zach Mann will never come back and Leodonna will be crying, "How could you? You ruined my Christmas." Thomas will start his sixth cup of coffee. Oh well, enough neurosis. I think it's time for something to just crash this train into the ravine And that's none other than Planet C.
Long ago, sports were clean of drugs and implants. But over time, the line between clean and cheating got blurry. Those medicines an athlete used for recovering from injury made them faster and stronger. A pitcher with a robotic arm, a blind race car driver with camera eyes, a Navy punter stepped on a landmine, new cyber legs. They said it was discrimination, and the courts agreed. Pretty soon, the performance enhancement manufacturers got into the consumer markets. Run faster, play longer, hit harder. What a bunch of crap. Besides, I got ballet tickets. Swan Lake, with human-swan hybrids. Wanna go?
Get another goddamn piece of paper. All right, here we go. And there you have it. A bunch of stories about the topic run, interrupted by some rambling jackass. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you probably don't need. Until next week, when the topic will be... who cares? I don't know. Let's just look it up. Oh, mirror. This is Lawrence Simon, thanking you for listening. And, as always, you know what? You know what? If I should heed my own advice. I shouldn't just keep it brief. I
keep it brief. 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 Keep it brief.
Oh, fuck that. Just hit stop already.